Aval noisinol toich hakara, a plate. A plate means you took the cholent out of the pot and put it into a plate. That's a klisheni now. A klisheni is not a vashem. Or I shouldn't say cholent. The Chumash is talking about a liquid. It's talking about soup. Soup, when it comes into a klisheni, is saying a vashem. Avonois no take a car, allowed to put it into the plate. So Rashi, the klisheni ain't a vashem. As if you have a soup, and now you want to put spices into the soup, that's mutter. Since the soup is a klisheni in the plate, that's ain't a vashem. Oilo take a tamchui, also another type of a plate. Because Rashi, tamchui kein kar gedolim, is the name to a big plate. Shema'ara, call the ilfus techi, pour the whole pot into it. When Mishon Marla Karas, from the tamchui, you pour off into other thing. What's called a self-service. You put down on the table a big plate, and everybody takes out of it. So the big plate is the tamchui, and the small plates are Karas. So in the cliche, it's any mavashim. Now, I said it's the dover lach, because it's also machlokes Mishon, and we're also machmir, that some shittas hold the dover gush. That means a solid thing, was like a piece of chicken. Calls the man, the chicken itself is yatz lettuce boy, even though you put it into a cliche, it's still mavashim. Hey, it's a dover gush, a solid substance, even though it's in a klisheni, it doesn't get cool from the kli. It's not like into the kli. So calls them on the piece of chicken, it's still yatz lettuce boy, you shouldn't put tavlin inside it. It's only liquid. When soup, when you take it out of the first pot and put it into a second kli, a klisheni is not mavashim. There is the chumr of the chayodim. The chayodim says that a klisheni is not mavashim only if it's just yatz lettuce boy. But if it's yad nichvis boy, that means much, much hotter. So if you put your hand in there, your mamish burn your hand, then he owes even a klisheni is also mavashim. That's the chayodim's chumr. I'll take tamchi. Right, if you do I mer, l'chol hu noising, chutz midove sheish boy chaymitz vitzir. If you don't know, you're allowed to put spices into anything. So see in the Gemara, is he going to kula or is he going to chumr? That he's saying even a kli rishon, or he's saying no, even a kli sheni. We'll soon see. But he says lachoyel who knows not to put spice into anything. Chutz midav sheish by chaimitz vitzir. Unless if this plate is chaimitz means like vinegar, very strong hot vinegar. Or else tzir, so Rashi tzir means hanoitiv min adogim, the oil that comes out of fish. Kishya kliv shenoisam bemichmash. When you soak it, it comes out the tzir. So tzir of fish is very hot. That's yim of ashel. So we'll see in the Gemara what Reb Yehuda is coming to say. So the Gemara Yiboilu, Reb Yehuda that says in any type of a pot, a plate, you're allowed to put tavlin a reisha koy lekula. Is he going even in a reisha? That's what the Mishnah says in the pot itself. That's the kli rishon. You're not allowed to put spices into it. Reb Yehuda holds no, and the kli rishon is not mavashal ulekula. I do my seifa koy. Reb Yehuda is going in a seifa. That one in the plate, that's the kli sheni. We say you're allowed to put spices. You can put anything in a plate. Ulukhumra, Reb Yehuda's be machrin saying what? Even in a plate that's a cliche, you should know, it's only mutter to put spices if the thing is not that hot. But if you have tzir, or you have chaymitz there, since that makes it very, very hot, there's no head to put spices into chaymitz tzir, even in a cliche. So drashi areshikui, a ilfis on the pot itself. The cost of Tanakama. Since it's a klirishan, we owe this awesome. Well, come Reb Yehuda, l'chol ilfis in all type of pots. You should know who noisin. He also know you're allowed to put spices into the pot itself, into the food when it's in the pot. The klirishin lay mavashim. Reb Yehuda goes the kulin says no. A klirishin. Once you took it off the fire, it's not mavashim anymore. Oidilma, the other side is no. Aseifakoi. A karava tamchui. The kosher tanakama. Tanakama says once you take the soup out of the pot and put it into a plate, it's on your klisheni. You're allowed to put anything you want in there. The kamalei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says no. Bechol koras v'tam choyim odim lecho. Stam a plate, a moed you could put something into a klisheni. A bechutz midah v'sheish boi chaymitz. A chutz from a plate that has vinegar there. V'yafilu klisheni namiloi. Even though the vinegar is only in a klisheni, but since vinegar is like very strong, it burns it up, it's mevashel, even the klisheni will also be mevashel. That's the shayla. So the martoshma bring your raya. T'etanya Reb Yehuda Oimer. Lechol ilfasin. That means on all pots. Who noising? Lechol hakaderos roischin who noising? And it's not mean all pots and all frying pans. You're allowed to put. They see all the kli rishon as amavashel. You're allowed to put spices into the kli rishon also who noising. Chutz midav sheish by chaimitz vetzur. A chutz from a kli that has vinegar and tzir. So the voice from Yehuda is a mekel. He owes even a kli rishon when you take it off the fire. It's not amavashel anymore. It's a Yehuda shita. Alacha we hold like Yehuda. Alacha we hold a kli rishon as yemavashel. Sava Reb Yosef Lemeimer, this is a new figure now. Reb Yosef thought to say, Sava Reb Yosef Lemeimer, Melech, salt, is Hareyu Ketavlin. You should know salt has the same halacha like tavlin, like other spices. The what? The Bekli Rishon Bishlo, if you want to put in when the food is still in the pot, in the Kli Rishon, you're not allowed to add salt into the pot. Or Bekli Sheni Le Bishlo. But once you take the soup into the plate, it's only a Kli Sheni, then you're allowed to add salt into it. That's what we wanted to say. That salt is the same madrega as any other spices. Omalei Abaya Zaktavaya, Toni Reb Chia, Reb Chia learned out like you. Melech Eina Ketavlin. Salt is not doima to other spices. To the klisheni nami bishlam. This sheet is a chumra. Salt is such a substance that's very, it's called kali bishlam. It's very easy to cook up salt. And even in the klisheni tosa, it says even when you have your hot soup in your plate, you're not allowed to add salt to it, according to the sheet. We'll soon see how we pass it. This is one sheet. Or pligi de Reb Nachman. Reb Chia Dingzach and Reb Nachman, another sheet. The yomer Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman says a svara pumfaker. He old salt is never cooked up. You come out, there's never instant cooking of salt. Because the old salt, tzricha milcha, salt needs bishula cooking, kibis for the turum, like a raw piece of meat from an ox. In other words, you have to cook it only on top of the fire gomer, that's with us to add salt into a tashel. Mashenke, once the pot is off the fire, and the kli rishon, he holds there's no way to bishul on salt. Hey, salt is such a hot substance, that when you put it into the pot, it's not mavashlit. The only thing that cooks up salt is when the pot is on the fire. That's the third shita. So the kids said there are three shitas here. What's the din of salt? In salt, like any other tavshul, kli rishon also kli sheni mutter. Then we have a swear no, salt is better. Even in the kli rishon, it's mutter. And then you have a swear no, salt is worse. Even the kli sheni, it's also. Right. The ik of the army and others swear along like, others learn like this. The ik of the army. Sober Rabbi Yosef Lemaimer. Rabbi Yosef wanted to say, Melech salt hareyu ketavlin. He has the same halach like any other tavlin like spices. The what? The kli rishon bishlo. And the kli rishon, it has an issa bishlo to it. The kli sheni le bishlo. But in the kli sheni, there's no issa bishlo. Omalei Abaya, Tony Reb Chir Chilad like this. Melech ain't a ketavlin. Melech is not like salt. The kli rishon nami le bishlo. This is the kula. That salt, even if you put it into the kli rishon, it's also not mavash the salt. V'hayinu the yom Rav Nachman. This is what Rav Nachman said. Tzricha milcha, salt needs bishula to cook it very, very strong, very much. Kibis with the turum, like you have to cook up an ox meat. There is to say that the only time there's nisa bishul on salt, if you have the pot on top of the fire, you have the soup mamish cooked on top of the fire, then you're not allowed to add salt to it. That would be a nisa bishul. Now, Allah was brought down is metchila was supposed to be machmir, that salt is called from the dvarim that are kali bishul, and even in the kli sheni, you should not put salt. Zvor gefelach, you can't salt your soup anymore. But the Torah says our salt is different though. He's only talking about raw salt, that real rock salt that was never cooked yet. Our salt that we use was cooked salt before. The process is it was processed already, it was cooked already. So melachir is ain't bishul acha bishul. Therefore, about our salt, we even allowed to put into a kli rishon also. Who are then our sugars also? Our sugar comes from sugar cane that was cooked up metchila and then it was dried up. So we owe the lachir ain't bishul acha bishul. So kol zman you're not putting the salt or the sugar into something on top of the fire, it's mutter. Habi, it's in a kli rishon, it's off the fire, you're allowed to put our salt or our sugar into it. But it's only because our salt is already cooked up. But lo yitzur, you have raw salt that wasn't cooked up yet, metchili should be machmer. And not to put the salt into a kli sheni, because there is such a zach of a kali bishul. I mean, certain things get cooked up very easily, it's called kali bishul. Now, it's negated to this, it's also brought down a chumal alocha, that the Gemara says now, a kli sheni is not mavashim. That means once you put your soup into the plate, that's a kli sheni, now you're allowed to put salt inside, the tavlin inside it. So some unfortunate halachas brought down, it's only tavlin you're allowed to put in it. What about you want to put challah? You want to put bread or put something else into it? We say that there are substances that are called kali habishul, that gets cooked up very easily. And even in the kli sheni, it's also mavashul. Therefore, metchila, you're not supposed to put bread into hot soup if it's very, very hot. It's called the man, the soup is yatz lettuce boy. It's called kali habishul. You shouldn't put your bread into the soup metchila. What? Same thing. Because we hold yes bishul achrafiyah. Since bread or matzah was only baked first, if you go to cook it now, we hold yes bishul achrafiyah. And in the klisheni, that's providing, usually the heter is till we say our soup is not that hot anymore. By the time you get it in front of you, the soup is not that hot. You can eat it already. It doesn't burn you anymore. It's not called yas letters, boy. Therefore, you could throw your matzah, you could throw your challah in. But maybe the first second that comes out of the pot when it's still yatz letters, boy, there is a chumrah, it's called kalei abishum, not to put bread, not to put challah into the soup. All right. Spices is mutter. It's a klisheni, it's mutter. Spices are mutter in a klisheni. Right. Weiter. So the Mishnah. A noisnin kli, now we're going to sugyas of muksa. We already finished the sugyas of bishul, now we're starting a new sugyas of muksa. A noisnin kli, tachas haner, lakaba boyas ha-shemen. It's on Shabbos, you have a light, a lamp burning, a ner shal shemen, and usually Amala drips, just like our candles drip, Amala have the shemen drips down. So you don't want the shemen to drip on your table, so you want to put a plate underneath the lamp to cast the shemen. That's also to do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a noisnin kli tachas haner lekavoy es hashemen. V'yem nasnu mevoydjoy muta, papshita says, if you put the plate there on Friday before Shabbos, so that on Shabbos, when the oil drips down, it'll drip into the plate, pshita, that's muta. So Drashi, a noisnin b'Shabbos kli tachas haner. Drashi, what are you doing? Lekavoy hashemen amataftet. That there's oil that's going to drip down from the lamp. So you don't want it to drip on your table. Now on Shabbos, you want to put a kli underneath to catch it. It's aser. Why? Mishum, one time is mishum, the shemen muksu. Shemen is muksa. About the beginning of Shabbos, you put it into the ner. So now on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the shemen out of the ner, because you'll be always a kibui. But your maksa das not to use the shemen anymore, to Shabbos. Now, ein kli nito b'Shabbos el l'tzerach davar nito. You want to now carry this plate to catch oil. Now, since this oil is muksa, you're not allowed to carry this plate l'tzerach davar osur. That's one time. We'll see in the Gemara. Inami, another time is k'sover osa levato kli miachonai. In the Geya, you're not allowed to do something to kli on Shabbos that you're going to make this kli like muksa, you can't use it anymore. This kli matkila is usable. You could use it, eat with. Now on Shabbos, when you put it under the shemen, when the shemen comes and falls on this kli, the kli is like a bosses of dov roser, the kli is muksa, and you can't use the kli the rest of the Shabbos. So you'd be mevatel this kli from its use on Shabbos. That's like an issur d'rabbanan, like klira, as if you're breaking the kli. So when the rabbanan is also to do something to a kli to make it that's not usable anymore. Trashi nami ksaver also levata kli mechonai. Lo hoishiv kli b'mokim shlo yucholai litloi. To put into a place that you won't be able to use anymore. Te heve ke koveya le mokim. It's as if you're being koveya, you're putting this kli here. O mechabre betit, your mama's like boina. You're cementing it down to the floor. V'domi lo melochas, v'domi to melochas binyin, you're making a kli. Or you're being faced to the kli, some say. Oh, kli there, this kli. Mishyipu by a shemen, as soon as the shemen falls into the kli, ha muksa, yiyasa taltalai. It's also to mataltalai's kli right now. So therefore, on Shabbat, you're not allowed to put this kli underneath to mavato to use it. Some people are mafak for what about using a garbage bag on Shabbos? The Khurashala, if you want to start a new bag for garbage. So material of the bag was usable. Now, when you start putting your garbage inside the bag, you make the bag not usable anymore. It's not used for anything else. You be mavato kli mechonai. But Teretz is there for care. There's the whole use of the bag is for the garbage. So using it for its use, that's what's oimit for. It's not oimit for anything else. Now, here we're talking about a regular plate that's oimit to eat with. Now, when you put this plate underneath the shemen, and the shemen falls in, you can't use it for any other purpose, that's an issa, stira, or a binyan. Zaita. Mutta trashna nichin shom. But do whatever. Shabbos, that's mutta. V'yein li usan mimenu. Now, this shemen, you're not allowed to have any anor from it. It hurts means the smuksa. Lefi sheni min amuchin. Hey, since the shemen is not min amuchin, it means the beginning of Shabbos, you put the shemen into the lamp where the kavod should burn the whole Shabbos. So you're like, yamak tzedat, the shemen I can't use anymore. Now when the shemen drips out of the lamp on Shabbos that comes to the floor, you can't use the shemen. It's also banu, it's smuksa. Muksa, you're not allowed to have anor from a muksa. Right. Omer Rav Chizda, such a Chizda. Afa pi shomru, even though we learned. The same halacha on a chicken that's hatching eggs on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put a kli underneath the chicken to catch the egg. As though you're afraid the egg will come out and it's on a madra in a slanted place, it'll roll and crack and break. So you want to save the egg, you want to put a kli underneath it. The same is it. Since an egg that's born on Shabbos is muksa, you can't use the egg, so you can't put a kli underneath to makabel the beitza. You kabel the egg because you're breaking the kli. Rashi Apple Pishom where nice and clear tagatan goes the cab for the Gomorrah. But Apple Pishom may nice and clear tagatan goes the cab cover bits also. I will kai for le clear shloti shover. That you're allowed to do. If you have an egg that was already hatched, even though the egg is muksar, you're allowed to put a kli on top of the egg to cover over the kli that nothing should come to break it. There's no, well, that's pshita. Because why? Because you can still pick up the kli. The kli is not muksar. Only if the egg falls into the kli, so since the kli is holding the egg, you're not allowed to touch the kli anymore. But here where the egg is on the floor, and you're putting something on top of the egg, you could take the kli away also. You weren't mavatal the kli is not muksa anymore, it's not even touching the egg. Even if it's touching the egg, you can still move it away. It's only if the muksa is standing on top of the kli, so the kli become a busted, it's like holding up the kli, that's awesome. But here we're putting the kli on top of the beitzer, that's mutter. So Rashi, Afal pi shomu einoist and kli takatana gulis.
You're afraid the egg is going to roll down now and crack.
Just like in the Mishnah, you can't put a kli underneath the dripping down shemen because you're about to kli mechonai. Here also, you can't put an egg, you can't put a kli underneath an egg because you're about to kli mechonai. I will kai for that kli. So Drashi v'loy tema, don't think, don't say, what's the tzatasa? Ein kli nitul, elu l'tzerach davra nitul. Which is, Reb Nechem Yeshita will see later. So it's telling you, we don't pass like him. He holds you're only allowed to touch a kli for a purpose of something you're allowed to do with. You're allowed to touch it. You're allowed to touch a kli to eat with, or to put food inside it, because you're allowed to eat the food. But here you want to move the kli only for the purpose of saving the egg. Since the egg gufa that was born, hatched on Shabbos, is muksa, you're not allowed to touch a kli l'tzerach davar shena nitol. So that's the chiddush we don't hold from that svara. No, lacha, we don't hold like that. We hold you're allowed to touch a kli, even though it's for that purpose. Because the kli itself now is not muksa. You're allowed to touch the kli. That's Reb Chizkiya's halacha. Nochmo. Omer Reb Chizkiya, Av Pishom, where noisim kli tagan atan agoylis. Tav Avit Sosa, Av Koyfel Leklish, Shloti Shover. Omer Rabbo, my time of Reb Chizkiya, what's Reb Chizkiya's svara? Kisover. Tarnagoylis, Asuya Lahato Beit Sosa, Biyashpo. A Tarnagoylis, Oymit, to give off Beit Sim in the Jordan and Ashpo. V'einu Asuya Lahato Beit Sosa, Mokim Adrin. And it's not Shchiach, though, that it should give hatch an egg in a slanty place that the egg should roll down. V'hatsola, Mitsuya Hetiro. Hatzola, that's motzoi they are matiyu. But hatzola sheina motzoi lo yatiru. That's the havamina here. Hey, if you want to put the kli underneath the egg to catch it, what do you want to catch the egg for? Because you're in a place, a slanty place, the egg will fall down and hatch. So he's saying that's not a shchid gazach. The mal eggs are not hatched in a slanty place. Since it's not shchiach, this thing to happen, to Rabbanu Warner matiyu to make that solo. Mashenk in a normal case where the egg is hatched normally. In an ashpa, now you're only afraid something shouldn't come and fall on top of it. That's very shchiach, but that's the matter you. His avimin was we didn't know like Rashi just said the chilik of Reb Chizkiya. We thought no, both cases really should be awesome. So the rabbanon are only matter you because they had to save the egg. So what's the difference? The difference is one is shchiach, one is not shchiach. Rashi be ashpa, v'yesh loch Hashem tishava bragli yodim. People step there and crack it. The koyfel lekli, that's the shchiach de gezach. Melav atzola mitzuy yatiru. Atzola, that's shchiach to happen, they're matter you. Letal to kli letzorkum. Therefore, you're allowed to touch the kli to put it on top of the egg. The afal pisha beitza dover shena nitu b'shabbos. Hez the havim minu is even though to touch the kli. Stomp for an egg, it's also, because you can't touch a kli for something that's not movable. But for atzola, to save the egg, it's mutter. Like the Rabbanu or Mekel, to save the egg. Why can't you put the kli underneath the egg to save the egg also? Because that's not motzi. Like the dover, slow shchiyah, the Rabbanu didn't make the karnas for. Rashi Shainu Mitzuya, her grain madron, that an egg should be hatched on a slanty place, you're afraid of breaking a crack, it's not shchiyah. Who adin, it's not shchiach either, the shemen that falls out of the lamp is also not shchiach. Therefore, there are born and born mekel. That's the havimina. So the more name, Eisvei Abaya, for the Abaya. The Yatzola, Shein, Amosola, Yatiru, is such a smart when you're coming to saving something. Because the Rabbanim gave you a head to save something. You can say, what's not shchiach, the Rabbanim, they give you a head to save it. For a time you will learn, Nishbur Alei Chav Yishotevel. For on Shabbos, your big barrel broke. You had wine in the barrel, and the barrel broke now, even though the yain is shotevel. Tevel, you're not allowed to eat. It's muksa. Peresh gagoy. So, but a cold part of it is a shalaf and hefsid. The barrel cracked, and the wine is dripping out. If you leave the wine drip out, it's all going to fall to the floor. You're going to lose all your wine. Is a dakula, the rabbanu will make them, maybe kli, you're allowed to bring a new kli, or maniach tachtel, and leave it underneath the broken kli, that the wine will drip down into the second kli. So l'chura, it's not shchiach, and still you say the rabbanim will make it. Parents says no. The gufi chana talking about a new barrel. The shchiach the mafkia. The first time he used new barrels is not sunk in yet with the wine. It's shchiach the barrel should bust. So it's shchiach. That's what the rabbanim will make it. But in echnami where it's not shchiach for something happened, I'll tell you the emes and the rabbanim will not make it. The have meanings of the gemara. All right, Mitzvah Shem, we'll go by tomorrow. We'll see that's not the maskana now.
The middle of Shalom Muksa, the Mem Beis and Mebeis. After the Gemara. This is the Sof in the Gemara again. Omer Rav Chizda. Apa pi shom rei noistin kli tachas tanagrilis. The kabel beit sosa. You can't put a kli underneath the chicken to mekabel the egg. Because the egg is muksa. And you hurry be mevata kli mechonoi. Apa koifo lea kli. But you like to put a kli on top of the egg. Shloi tishover. Today that the egg should not break. Omar Rabba, my time with Reb Chizda, like what's the chilek? How come you're not allowed to put the kli underneath the egg, but you're allowed to put the kli on top of the egg? What's the difference? Is ksovar, Reb Chizda holds, tarnagoyles, asuya lahato beitzotzeb biashpa. It's a shchiyatikazah that a chicken should lay an egg baashpa, meaning on a flat piece of ground. And the ashpa is like junkyard where people walk there, and it's a shchiyat that people step on top of the egg and break it. It's not normal that the chicken should hatch the egg in a slanty place that we're afraid the egg will roll down. And therefore you want to put the kli underneath to mekabel the beitzah. So as far as like this, something that shchiach, that's a danger is going to happen to it, that's a motzui, often happens often, to a rabbanu will mat you to save it. Therefore, we're going now to Svarim. Really, you shouldn't be allowed to pick up this kli al manas the tzarech of an egg. Since the egg was hatched on Shabbos, it's muksa. It's not a dover metaltel. We're going with the Svarim. You can't touch any kli l'tzarech that muksa. Now here, the Rabbanan gave a special heter on a motzi, something that happens often, that when the egg is laid in normal place, people step on top of it and may break it. So Hatzola Metsuya, the Rabbanan will mat you touch the kli to put it on top of the egg. But Hatzola Sheinu Motsu, something that's not shchiyah for it to happen, lo yatiru. It's not shchiyah, the egg should start rolling down, that you have to put a kli underneath it to catch it. So since it's not shchiyah for it to happen, the Rabbanan will not mat you to do it. That's the chiluk. The chiluk is if it's motzui or it's not motzui to happen. Eisvev, the Marakashim, Eisvev Abaya. Such a swirl like that that something doesn't happen so often. The Rabbanu will not matter you, for a tiny weren't in a braisa. Nishpura loichavi shotevel. If you have a barrel full of wine, and it's tevel dik wine, you didn't take off truma samaisis yet. So churas tevel, it's muksa on Shabbos. And now the kli broke, and the yain is starting to fall out of it. Baroish gag on top of your roof. Is the eitzah maybe kli, you'll either bring another kli next to it, or meniach tachter, put it underneath it. And to save it. Lechura, how are you allowed to be metal to this new kli? To save the old wine. Lechura, since the old wine now is tevel, it's like muksum, it should be also to metal it. It's muksum, it should be no heta to metal to it. The teretz is begulfi charati. We're talking about new barrels. New barrels are shchiach for it to break. If it's shchiach for it to break, therefore the rabbanu will mati you to do it. Begulfi charati. To shchiach the paki. A new barrel that shchiach, the first time you use it, the wine will bust and the wine will come out of it. Therefore, to hatzola metzuya, the rabbanu will mat you to touch the kli, let's serve that. Eis v'nodi kasha. It says, on the Mishnah later, noisnin kli tachas haner lakabin nitzutzes. It's even though our Mishnah says, if you have a lamp that's burning on Shabbos, you can't put a kli underneath to catch the oil. But here we're talking about not the oil, but the sparks that are falling down. You have a lamp on top of the table, and all of a sudden the sparks are coming down. So, pushing, you're afraid the sparks will burn the table. So here it's mutter to put a kli underneath it to catch the sparks. It shouldn't burn it. Is lechura lekashri, you're moving the kli now to catch sparks. Sparks is muksa. So how are you allowed to move the kli? Elamai, it's not solid to say something, even though it's not shchiach. The Teretz says no. The Teretz is not mishchiach. It's a shchiach gezach that sparks should fall out of the lamp. Therefore, the matzah to put the kli underneath it. So it says, the kasher b'zoy, why aren't you allowed to put the kli then underneath the shemen, the kasher shemen? Hey, it's l'chur, it's more shchiach that shemen should drip down from a burning lamp than sparks should fall down. So a b'zoy, if it's called motzui, so they should even be matthew to take the kli to cast the shemen underneath it. So Tayyip says, Pumfakir, since it's so shchiach for the shemen to fall down from the lamp, normal people put the kli there before Shabbos. So therefore they weren't matthew do it on Shabbos. Mashenkin Itzaitzis is not that shchiach, so people don't think about it before Shabbos to put the kli there. So if you didn't put the kli there before Shabbos, but does it happen sometimes that sparks come out of the lamp? Yes, it does happen. So therefore the Rabbanu were matthew to do it on Shabbos. Eisvei, another kash we have. There's al shver, the way we learn him, Shatan,